Let's talk about closing. This is where people's fear hits because most people are kind, all right? They don't want to force people into doing things. Well, that's not what closing is about. One of my top reps hit this wall, and she had done extremely well in the business, and then it fell off, and she had struggled for like a year. And it was a lot of things, personal issues that she was dealing with. But then I found that she really had trouble closing people, and as we were analyzing what was happening, every time someone would say something to her and tell them a little bit about themselves, and if they were not set up really well financially, she was afraid to close them because she would think that these people don't have a lot of money. I don't want to take their money because they might struggle because I've struggled. Because subconsciously this was going on in her mind with every person that she talked to. You know, finally turned around to make her realize and understand is, oh my gosh, you guys, you're taking it away from the people that deserve it the most. If someone had not shown me this business, if someone hadn't closed me in this business, what my life would be, it would not be what it is today. Can you imagine if you'd taken this away from me, if you hadn't given me this opportunity, just because you wouldn't allow me to make a decision? Because closing is really just guiding people to make decisions. People hate to make decisions. The majority of people, unless they're personality types like me, don't want to make a decision. So you're just going to guide them to make the decision that's right for them. Many times, that decision is that this business is not right for them, okay? And there are a lot of times I do not sign someone up because I really don't believe that it's right for them. Now, how are we going to do this? You're always going to want to use assumptive words and phrases. Now, this is called the assumed close if you've ever had any kind of closing classes or studied. And basically that just means things like we are going to, this is how this is going to work, this is what you will be doing. Instead of this is what you would be doing. Would be a conditional word. Will is an assumptive word. This helps people start to get into the process of already thinking in their minds how the business is going to work for them. Now, you'll hear I just said it. I always use the word we. Because when I sign somebody up, they are not by themselves ever. We are doing everything together for quite a period of time. And, you know, I feel that we're connected for a lifetime if they come into the business. So let your people understand that you're not handing them a kit and sending them out to do it. We are going to be doing compliment if possible, okay? Now, I say if possible because you really don't want to sound like a slick salesman and you don't want to say the same thing to every person. Find something about them that you like and give them a compliment. Don't make something up that's not for them. And if you can't find something to compliment them about, it needs to be a very short phone call, okay? If there's nothing about them that you like, you probably don't want to work with them. This is critical. Let them know that you're qualifying them, not that they're qualifying you. And that's what it is. You're interviewing this person to see if they're right for your business. Now, use phrases such as my team, our group, my top leaders. Okay, again, this portrays you as the leader that you are. Because the minute you sign somebody up, you just became a leader. You have a responsibility to that person. So start right now portraying yourself that way. Now, let them know what your requirements are right up front. Basically, what I say to people are there are two things you need to bring to the table if you want to work with me. The first is commitment. The second is coachability. You are going to have to be coachable. We're going to be doing things my way. I'm going to be doing everything with you. I'm going to be training and teaching and coaching you, working you through this process. And then I say, can you bring both of those things to the table? Zip my mouth until they answer me. If they say yes, then we go further along. What I've also started to do here in this process is ask yes questions. The reason I'm doing that is, of course, along the way, I'm getting them to answer yes, yes, yes. See, I don't believe that there's a moment you close somebody. It's through the conversation. You're deciding if this is someone you want to work with. And pretty much by the time I've decided if I want to work with them, they've already made their decision. They're doing it along the way.